I just looked up and I saw something that was so absurd that I did not believe it was real. I put it way back in my mind, and I would much rather have believed that my mind was playing tricks. I can't pretend it just didn't happen. But specifically, what I saw that day was really strange looking.
This is the Cryptid Creatures Podcast. I am Brian, and with me as always, my co-host Todd. What's up, buddy?
Hey, man, how's it going? How's your weekend been so far?
Pretty good, pretty good. Just wasting time.
Yep, it's getting a little colder out there, so...
It is. Winter's coming.
Get everything wrapped up that you need to, and then just start to... Yep. Huddling up inside.
Get ready to hibernate.
Hibernating inside. You got it.
That's right.
So we got another Bigfoot coming on tonight. I think maybe a little bit more than that, actually, but definitely a Bigfoot encounter.
Yeah, this one sounds interesting from what you told me.
Yeah, I don't think we've had one like this before. We won't spoil it for everybody. So we're bringing Ben on tonight. Ben's the kind of guy that... He didn't believe in Bigfoot before this, and he still doesn't want to believe in Bigfoot. He'll tell you that, right. But he has no choice because he knows what he saw. So I like to have these kind of guests on to talk to them to bring this to
Me too, the ones that reality. Were the non-believers until...
And he still doesn't want to believe what he saw, but he knows what he saw. So
right.
I'm really interested to hear more about his story, so let's bring him on.
Yeah, me too. Let's get him.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
That's going well.
Good.
Well, Ben, thanks for coming in and talking to us tonight, man.
You're welcome. I would just encourage y'all to ask a lot of questions. When we get further into this, you'll see why. You know, it's just not something I'm going to immediately talk about.
Okay.
We understand. Sometimes people put that stuff out of their mind. They don't want to remember.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Right.
So what state did this happen in?
Tennessee.
Okay. And how long ago was it?
This was about around 2006, I'm thinking.
Okay.
Go
ahead and tell us what was going on.
Yeah, dive right in.
Yeah, I was at the property that I grew up in, and I actually inherited it. And in 2006, though, both my parents were still alive, and I just went there to visit them. And I was kind of on the side of the yard or the other side of a gravel driveway. I just looked up and I saw something that was so absurd that I did not believe it was real until the last year or so. I put it way back in my mind, and I would much rather have believed that my mind was playing tricks or that something was going on. I saw that or... Yeah, in the last couple of years, I've kind of had to, I guess, reassess some things because it's gotten to a point where I can't ignore it anymore, or I can't pretend it just didn't happen. But specifically, what I saw that day was, it was really strange looking. It looked like a brown spider, if you can imagine that, with four legs, and it was walking kind of on its forearms, and the legs seemed to be bent at the knees, and it was just really low, and it had brown fur. Its face looked a bit like a chimpanzee, but much bigger. And next to it, there was something almost identical to it that had dark hair all over, and it was about half its size. And from what I recall, it didn't have a chimp-like face. Its face was completely covered in fur. And it literally looked like a brown, hairy spider with hands like mine and a face like a chimp's. And that whole scenario was just so bizarre that I never believed it was real. It was just kind of funny to me. I looked at it for about 3 or 4 seconds, or maybe up to 7 or 10. And I moved around to the side of the house, and I saw both of the Sasquatches, as uncomfortable as I am to say that, walking by up onto a trail that led to where my parents used to have a farm. Not a farm, just a garden. It was several acres of land that were really thickly wooded. There was about a half acre that was cleared for the house and for the front yard. And behind it, there was a well house beside it. And just behind there was a garden my parents had cleared. The ground, even though it's in West Tennessee, which is a very agrarian place, the property my parents lived on was still pretty hilly. And it wasn't fertile because of, I don't know how much you guys know about farming, but hilly land is typically not easy to farm on. There was a little bit of flat land where my parents grew a garden, but given that my parents couldn't do anything with the land, they never bothered to clear the trees. So it was just really heavily wooded and isolated. And I saw it look like it was walking on that trail, and I really believe that's what it was doing.
So was it, did you see it up on two legs? Walking
no,
into the woods?
Never
or was
did.
Still crawling. You're still crawling.
Still crawling. Yeah. I never saw it walk bipedally. It, like I said, it looked like an ape spider with four legs. And that scenario was so absurd that, you know, I had no mental construct for it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was totally unlike me. Go ahead.
Who would? I mean,
I'm sorry.
Who would have?
Yeah,
that kind of,
I mean, you know, it was just, yeah. Because, I mean, at least standing upright, it looks somewhat like an ape, but on all fours, really low to the ground, it looked like a, like I said, a spider, and there's no mental construct in my brain for that. So I just pretended it didn't happen and forgot about it for the next 16 years.
How close were you to these things when you saw them?
20 or 30 yards, probably.
Close enough.
And close enough. Close. See, yeah, that's there. But it didn't really seem to even acknowledge that I was there. Is that it looked completely unconcerned about my presence, which
probably was
really, well, that would make sense because where my parents lived was so isolated that it probably just thought that whatever I was there by myself, and I definitely wasn't in a position to fight it. So yeah, it probably was unconcerned.
Mm-hmm. It had probably seen you guys plenty of times before, and we've heard of these things doing this spider crawl. I'm trying to imagine it in my head, but it's so hard to do. Before this happened, did you believe in Bigfoot or anything before this?
Absolutely not. I found the idea just absolutely absurd. I'm about the furthest thing from a conspiracy theorist. I think Russia started this current war, and it's about them. I think that we landed on the moon. I think the world is round. And I mean, I'm literally the furthest thing from a conspiracy theorist you'll ever meet. There's no way I could believe that as thorough as the fossil record is, that there could be an evolutionary brother, half brother, cousin, whatever you want to call it, that has completely gone. That there's never been any, well, there's been evidence found for it, you know, but not the hard evidence that academics would like.
So what do you think made you start remembering this and starting to recall and want to talk about this?
Okay, well, this story is about to get even more bizarre. That was my only encounter with the Sasquatch that I can say for positive that's what I saw. I've seen Dogman since about the time I was 13 or 14.
Really?
And, yep. And that is absurd enough. And I didn't really admit that that's what I was seeing until COVID. When COVID happened, I broke up with my then girlfriend and moved to the property that I inherited. I'd lived in Nashville for 26 years. And it was in the middle of COVID when I broke up with her. It was about September of 2020. Yeah. And over the next few months at my parents' property, I saw something on all fours keep walking by that I'd thought I'd forgotten about. But there it was in the back of my, all these memories came back. And I had never heard of Dogman until the last few years. And I didn't think that that's what I was seeing on my parents' property, because what I was seeing was on all fours. I didn't realize that. I thought Dogman was almost always bipedal, that it was like some kind of werewolf type thing. I did not think that whatever was on my property was a Dogman. But seriously, I've seen this since about the time I was 13 or 14 when I was hunting with my dad. They've never bothered us at all. And it's just kind of one of those things I really want to forget about.
Can you describe what you guys saw?
Yeah. At what point are we talking? Like the first time when I was 13 or 14, or during COVID?
Anytime. Yeah. What was the best encounter, I guess, the most clearest view of this thing that you had?
The clearest encounter I've had with this happened when I was about 16. And I had spent the night with a friend of mine for about 2 or 3 weeks in a row. And we had been, and you know, keep in mind, I was 16, and this was in the early 90s. When marijuana wasn't nearly as mainstream, and me and my friend were underage, had been sitting in his trailer or his parents' trailer, and they never were home. We had just been, I wasn't going back home. We were just drinking, smoking weed. I don't know why I'm remembering this, but you remember the movie Hook with Robin Williams in it?
Yeah.
Yep.
We were watching that sitting on the couch, and earlier in the day, we had seen a really long shadow walk by the front of the trailer. And we thought we'd seen a ghost, you know, like some kind of shadow figure that people talked about, or that the ghost people talk about now. But it was a real live animal. It was really tall. And so anyway, we're watching the movie Hook. And my friend says, man, we've been doing this way too long. There's a werewolf at the front door. And there was something looking in the window of the house that looked kind of like I would imagine that a werewolf is supposed to look like. And my friend said that. I said, what? And he said, look through that front window. And I did. And there it was looking at me. And I said, yeah, man, we've been smoking way too much weed. We've done hallucinated a werewolf. And we're like, well, to that werewolf, this trailer is probably like a fortress to it. So if we just ignore it and act like it's not there, it'll probably go away. And it did just that. And we never believed that we'd really seen a dog, man. We thought, because, you know, we were kids. We were like 16. We didn't know what marijuana did and what it didn't do. And, you know, people always told us about drugs and hallucinations. We thought we had smoked so much weed and drank so much beer that we were sharing hallucinations of a werewolf at the front door. And that was one that, and that is the one of the only two times I've ever seen Dogman stand bipedally. Every other time I've ever seen Dogman, it was on all fours. And I've had an investigator go to my property, and he's kind of helped me make sense of some of this. And yeah, we did encounter it when he came to my property. And actually, I would call it more of a, it's at least a hypothesis. It's not just an idea or a guess. He thinks that this dog man, for whatever reason, kind of attached itself to me, watched me growing up or whatever. I hadn't been home in a minute. The thing picked up my son and came to check on me. It showed no sign of aggression at all, and it never has. And the reason for my fear isn't so much that I'm afraid of Dogman or Sasquatch, but good God, I hate even saying those things because I feel like a crazy person who thinks that the world is flat or that the moon landing was computer generated animation or whatever. But he says it came to check up on me. It wondered what I was doing while I was gone home, why I wasn't home. And it came, just looked at me and left. And, but most of my, encounters with either, again, I've only had one of Sasquatch, but I've had dozens of encounters with Dogman. I'm sorry. I'm going to take a break. No, I'm not going to take a break. I'm just going to stop talking and let y'all talk to me. I'm sorry.
You're fine.
No,
you're
fine. That's fine.
Well, we definitely want to hear about some more encounters. Okay. So you had seen this Dogman creature. Did you just think it was a wolf or something like that running around in the woods? Or what did you think it was? Because
I had no idea. The closest thing I can say that it looks like, and a lot of people have misunderstood me when I've told them this, physically, not so much in the face, but physically, it looked a lot like a really large baboon. That would be the closest, and I'm talking about its tail and its arms and its legs and its general gait and station when it walked, and its ears too, because baboons have very similar ears. It looked a lot like a baboon, not in the face, because some people have tried to say, oh, you may be seeing a goog. No, I wasn't seeing a googly if those things are even real, because it would have killed me. It didn't have the mandrill face like people describe a googly. It just physically looked like a baboon. And importantly, it had a really long tail that looked like a lion's tail or a baboon's tail. And supposedly googlies don't have tails.
I've heard both. Yeah, I'm not sure. Seeing that thing several times, you were kind of used to it. Did you put it out of your mind?
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Just something that you accepted?
Well, I moved away from home when I was 18. I moved to Nashville, and I came back, different times. And there were always clusters of sightings every few years when I would go visit my parents, and then I wouldn't see it at all again for several years. And it was pretty easy to put in the back of my mind. I have tried to convince myself in the past year since I've kind of became, I guess, reluctantly believed that what I'm seeing is real. I've been able to put it in the back of my mind. I can't do that anymore. I've been able to convince myself. I even convinced myself for a while that what I was seeing was baboons that were feral that had been. We've got some pretty crazy people where we live. You've seen that movie, that TV show, The Tiger King.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We've got people like that in rural places in the South who keep crazy ass animals. And I had convinced myself, just for peace of mind, that what I was seeing were feral baboons, and that That's all it was. That's about as far as I would let my mind go in terms of believing.
I don't think that a feral baboon would let you go. I think they would be pretty aggressive.
That would make more sense, yeah.
Because even on the shows I've watched, they're not super sweet animals.
They're not friendly, no. And as far as I know, Dogman isn't friendly, but apparently this one, like you said, just cannibals.
Well, it depends on, like, again, there are different kinds of those, like there are different kinds of Bigfoot. So.
Yeah. Well, I've kind of gone back and forth between believing that they're on my property to believing that there's a trail they're taking, because with some exception, almost every time I see these things, they're walking out of the woods. They're walking where the Sasquatch did that one day. And they're walking up in that trail. And they're going back behind the woods behind my house. Because, almost every time I see them and they're en route somewhere, they're coming from somewhere back there to the wood. You see what I'm saying? I mean,
they seem
like they're en route somewhere, because my parents' property is just not where you would expect to find a Bigfoot.
Have you ever, did you guys, when the investigator came out, did you walk that trail, see where it went?
We did not. He said we were doing, you may know the man, actually. A lot of people have heard of him. Ricardo Sanchez.
No.
Do you know him by chance? Oh, okay.
It's a common name, but I don't know who you're talking about.
Right, I got you. We did not walk that trail that night. We kind of just stayed. We built a makeshift fire pit, and we basically just sat in my driveway and walked along the tree line. And very seldom have they ever come out of the tree line. Other times I've seen them, it's been things like I just walked outside, and being in the country, you go to take a piss outside. I would be standing along the tree line, just taking a piss, and there it would walk by. But usually, and especially during COVID, whenever I would see it, it was taking that trail. It was going somewhere, and it didn't seem too concerned about anything on my property. And I think that might be part of the reason why they've never been that aggressive or aggressive at all. It's because, I mean, if you're just passing through my property, you're not interested in what we're doing.
Right.
But no, there have been other incidents. Yeah. Where it was clear that they weren't just en route, that they were watching us.
Why do you think they take that path? Even the Bigfoot, was it the same path that thing took?
What? Yes. It was the same path. I do not know. I mean, I've thought about that some. I mean, there's a pond and a lake and a river close by. And when they cross my property, they have to cross the street to go over to the ponds and the creeks and the Obine River. So that could be it. But basically, my answer is I don't know.
I'm guessing that's why, to get a drink or something. Have you ever thought about setting up cameras or anything like that?
I thought about that. I've got a trail camera in there on my bookshelf. I don't live in the same house now. I've got a trail cam on my bookshelf. I thought about setting it up, but I haven't carried through with it.
Yeah. Just have to get out there and see what happens. You never know.
Yeah. Just pick a good spot that's highly traveled, and there you go.
Yeah.
Were you more scared when you saw the Bigfoot creatures or when you first saw the Dogman?
Believe it or not, the Sasquatch, because it was so absurd. That, and I only saw it one time, you know, the Bigfoot, and I would have been about 30 years old. Like I said, the first time I saw Dogman, I was 13 or 14, and while I didn't actively think about it, and while I would put it away somewhere in my brain, when I would see it, you know, that would trigger the memory. Mm-hmm. But it was on all fours, partially. They're not nearly as scary on all fours as they are when they're standing bipedally. And again, I thought it might have been a baboon. I didn't know what it was, but
it had to have been creepy, regardless of what.
Oh yeah. It's just, yeah because sure. You're seeing something that's not supposed to exist. I mean, that is, or, you know, that your brain can't make sense of because it has no reference point or mental construct for what it is you're seeing.
Right.
But yeah.
Did you see the dog man anymore while you were out hunting?
My dad had okay. First time I ever saw dog man, my dad and I were hunting in the back in the woods behind our house. And my dad was a really avid hunter, but he had a weird rule that I thought was something all hunters followed. But as I got older, I learned it was just him and that no other hunter ever said this. My dad used to tell me the deer, there were no deer on our property, but the squirrels and rabbits were too much like pets, given that they were on our property, that we shouldn't hunt on our own property because that's too much like killing your pets. And I thought that was a rule hunters followed. It's not. That was just something my dad came up with because I think he knew what was there. And the one time we did hunt on it, I was, like I said, 13 or 14. And I just kept begging my dad. And he said, okay, we went a little way into the tree line. And I saw a coyote. We both saw a coyote. And this was the last time I've ever seen a coyote on that property. I had a 410 shotgun. My dad had a 12 gauge. And a coyote started getting dangerously close to us. And my dad told me to fire a warning shot, so I did. It wasn't phased. It just kept walking towards us. Or in our general direction, it wasn't really showing any aggression. But the fact that it's a wild dog and you're in the woods, it's reason enough to freak out. You know, it doesn't have to actually do anything.
Right.
So after my warning shot, my dad shot it. It let out a really bad scream. And out from the back of the woods where I was telling you about earlier that was part of the trail, I saw two things come running bipedally. And they stopped about 30 or 40 yards from me. And I had no clue what I was seeing because this was the first time I ever saw them bipedal. Saw them one more time after that, never again. Every other time they were on all fours. I had a shotgun in my hand and it just came running to see what was going on. It looked pretty curious. And the closest thing, it was tan in color, and it had something coming out of its head. It looked kind of like horns. And, you know, I know now that was his ears. And it just sat there and looked at me for a second, trying to figure out what was going on. And I had a shotgun in my hand, and I couldn't make sense out of what was going on at all. The whole scenario was just completely absurd. And it looked at me for a few seconds and ran off. And the next time I saw that one was at my friend's house when I was 16 years old. I'm sorry? Yes.
Same one?
Yes. Yes. There were two in the woods that day, but the one looking in the window was the one that showed up at my friend's house. Hmm. Other than those two instances, I haven't really seen them bipedal. I've just seen them on all fours, and they usually just walk around along the tree line of our house and watch, and we'll catch them. I mean, I'll catch them like walking on their side, the silhouette running off back into the woods. It's like they're just watching us. I don't know what for, but this may seem a little out there, but I've thought a lot about why I kept seeing that dog man and why it never showed aggression. And its children haven't either, because that's been, like I said, 30 something years ago. It was when I was 13 or 14. So that would have been 32 years ago. They've never shown any aggression. And I've always wondered if it's because A, I was a kid, but B, I had a gun in my hand and didn't shoot the thing. And I easily could have, but it granted a 410 shotgun's not going to take down a dog man, right. But nevertheless, the fact that I didn't even move my gun, I just sat there looking at it and didn't shoot it. If that doesn't establish trust, I don't know what would. The fact that you walked up on somebody, spooked them, they've got a gun, they don't shoot it, and both of you just go about your business. Does that make any sense at all?
It makes complete sense when you tell us about your dad's rule. Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
He said no hunting on the property.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to college when I was 18, went to Middle Tennessee State, and I really didn't see it a whole lot. I saw it a few times when I was in graduate school and came home. And when my mama got leukemia, that was one of the very few times they ever crossed the tree line. You know, they would like come up to our windows and walk around the perimeter of our houses. But when my mom passed, I never saw that again. And during COVID, I saw them multiple times walking that trail, and it was always just walking the trail. And they never even looked at me. They just walked by, minded their own business, did not look at me, just casually walked by. This has been a lot to process. After about 30 years of seeing them, I started to say, okay, I really am seeing these things. And from the time I was, you know, like I said, 13 to 44, when I was about 44 during COVID, when I saw them multiple times, I started believing that what I was seeing really was for real.
Yeah. Kind of hard to deny it.
Yeah. At that point, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people like you out there that, like you said, are just, you know, you believe the earth is round, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You have a category and a place for everything. And when you see something exactly like this, you know, how did you categorize it? What did you tell yourself? What would you lead yourself to believe for so many years what this was? Was it just a natural creature that roamed the earth, even though you didn't really hear about it much? Or how did you process that?
The first time I really didn't. I was like, what am I stuck with believing I saw now? But as a couple of years went by, I convinced myself that it was a deer. As absurd as that sounds, just given its color and given the ears on a deer, and given that it was much easier to accept that I had seen a deer and I thought it looked like it was bipedal, and I thought that it was doing X, Y, and Z, but really it was just my brain playing a trick on me. Even now, I would rather believe that I'm crazy and hallucinated than to believe these things are real. I can say that with 100% certainty, because problem then comes is, why aren't we finding it in the fossil record? You know, where did they come from? Have they always been around? Are they man-made? Are they?
No, that's the question.
Yeah, exactly. And some people, myself included, don't necessarily have the, it's not mental capacity, because it's not about intelligence or lack thereof, but I guess just the ability to view the universe completely different than the way you do. You know, it's just much easier to believe those things aren't real. You know, monsters are not supposed to exist. Yeah.
Yeah, we're hearing that they do. Have you told very many people? Did you tell anyone after you saw the Bigfoot?
Absolutely not. I told no one. I told absolutely no one. You were easily within the top three. I probably told four or five people my whole life. One of you were probably number three or four. Because, I mean, this is something that I just don't talk about. So
that's all right.
I don't. Yeah, it's the most stressful thing about this has not been what I've seen, because they haven't bothered me, as crazy as that sounds, because that's not what most people report. It's just the fact that they exist and they're not supposed to. That is what has caused me more distress than anything else.
Yeah, people get embedded in their minds that the world is supposed to be certain ways, and we're taught that way growing up, you know.
Yeah.
That's probably why I have a fascination for these things, because they do not fit the normal realm of what people say is or isn't out there. And so many people are seeing these things and, you know, they're saying
and
the
lately,
same thing.
It seems like more and more people are seeing these things.
So. Yeah.
During COVID, I saw them more close up, and there for a minute, I was seeing them pretty regularly, about, again, over a 3-month span. I saw them probably, I don't know how many times I saw them, but it was several. And I wondered if during COVID, because everybody was inside, especially when I went back home, September of 2020, you know, I've wondered, did they just freely roam more because they thought they had more space to roam?
Yeah. Well, because that's true, because that's what even the wild animals did that. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I saw a documentary about that on Netflix or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. About when the people were gone, the animals came out.
Yeah, they sure did.
Yeah. And, you know, the yard, what the hell are those called? The yard, the things people are putting in their yard of a Sasquatch.
Yeah. The silhouette things.
Those got really popular during COVID. And I think it's because there were more sightings during COVID than there were before or since.
Yeah, more people are, if they are getting out, they're getting out into the woods and the wilderness.
Yeah, camping, and so they're not, you know, getting away from hotels and that stuff.
Yeah. Like I said, I have a little bit of trouble talking about this because it went on so long and because it's so absurd. And, yeah, but feel free to ask me questions. And I feel more comfortable answering questions. Go ahead.
Are you not on that property? You said you're not on that property anymore.
No.
Do you still own it?
I still own the property. Yeah. I'm renting it out to my uncle at the moment. He has never said anything about it.
No,
not that I know of, but you never know, because he's been home several times when I have two or three times when I've seen him.
So what are you going to say if he does?
Yeah, they're there. I mean, I've seen them as well. I mean, let's go look for them. Let's put up the trail cameras.
Let me ask you this. What's your thoughts on aliens? Yeah. Do you believe in aliens?
Let me give a nuanced answer. Reluctantly, yes, I do. If for no other reason than the federal government's finally admitted that, you know, alien spacecraft had been here, and it would be kind of hard to have alien spacecraft or a UAP or UFO or whatever they call it. If there's a ship here, naturally aliens would be in the ship. So reluctantly, yes, I do believe that. I do believe in aliens, and I did not before. Yeah, I didn't until pretty recently, but now when the federal government's even admitting it, it's kind of hard to say it didn't happen when a U.S. Navy captain or lieutenant colonel whatever the hell it was, that's a Navy pilot, is seeing these things pop up, and there have been several.
When they have them on film.
Yeah, and the government's confirmed that they're authentic. Mm-hmm. Reluctantly, I believe.
Do you think they have anything to do with the Bigfoot, the Dogman relationship, anything with that? Or do you think those things are just earthly creatures?
I would like to believe what you're saying now, because that would explain the fossil record. That would explain a few other things. And given that sightings of all of the above have really gone up in recent years, I think that might be the best bet in terms of understanding how and why they exist. So there may be something to what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not saying that's what I believe. I'm just curious.
Possibility, yeah.
You just have a different outlook opinion, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, Brian and I, we totally believe, even though not seeing a Bigfoot and other creatures are out there, it took you to see it, and then you still tried to put it off your mind, but you finally said, I can't deny this. I know what I saw.
Right.
And you said, you reluctantly believe that they're there. You know, you don't have a choice.
I don't. Yeah. And you summed it up right then.
Ben, we appreciate you being here and sharing that stuff with us.
I'm sorry that this sounds as absurd as it does. And at times talking about this, I've been almost incoherent because I'm still not comfortable talking about this. But I swear to God, I'm telling the truth. And if you guys are field researchers, I will give you my address and I'll take you there, because I'm kind of at a point now where I want to know what's going on there.
We do too.
Yeah, so do we.
Yeah.
We believe you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you coming on and confiding in us. What happened?
You're welcome. And again, I'm in Tennessee, and if y'all ever have any desire to go to my property, I will take you there.
All right. Well,
all right.
We can be seen. That. When I went with a researcher, we saw them.
What part of Tennessee is it? Is it north, south, east, west?
It's West Tennessee. I'm trying to give you an idea. It's about halfway between Nashville and Memphis. It's about an hour south of Land Between the Lakes.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That's why you're seeing so many dog men.
Oh.
Land Between the Lakes is flooded with these things. Mm-hmm. That's where they're coming from. That's where they're going to.
Possibility. But again, I mean, you know, if they're going to LBL, there's a reason they leave me alone for the most part. So
that may be where that trail goes. Is that where that trail heads?
No, that trail would be on the south side. Wait, it depends. I guess it's possible wherever they're going from back behind my house, they're going north. So, Land Between the Lakes is north, so that's possible. Yeah, my house is on the is on the left side of the road, which is the south side. So yeah, they are going in that general direction. So I don't know.
That's a spot that Brian and I want to try to hit sometime. So if we make it down there, we'll get in touch with you.
Yeah,
you can meet
us
up around there, and we'll definitely check these guys out. Once I get a big enough gun that I can bring with me, I'll be sure to.
Yeah, my little 410, my dad was having me shoot squirrels with, would not have handled.
No, I mean, no, I wouldn't shoot one unless I had to, but you just never know. I mean,
yeah,
there's other things in the woods too. So
yeah,
that's true.
Well, again, Ben, we thank you for being here, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man, we appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Y'all have a good night.
You too, bud. We'll be in touch.
You too.
Thanks.
We'll stay in touch.
All right. Bye.
See you.
All right, Ben.
You're listening to the Cryptid Creatures Podcast with Todd and Brian. If you've had an encounter and want to be on the show, email us at info@cryptidcreatures.co or visit our website at www.cryptidcreatures.net.
I've been thinking about how these things move like that spider crawl. I'm trying to imagine in my head, as creepy as it would be seeing a Bigfoot, first of all.
Yeah.
How creepy would it be to see one crawling like a spider, where it's like its elbows and its maybe knees are kind of up and it's just doing like this military kind of crawl thing? What the heck is that?
That would be hard to process. Your brain would be like, what the hell is going on out there?
What do you think it is? You think they're just trying to be stealthy? What do you think they're doing?
Yeah, I think they're just staying low and trying to stay out of sight. Who knows?
It'd be so weird.
Mm-hmm.
And I like how we pronounce Sasquatch.
Yeah.
I guess you pronounce it how you want to, right?
That's right.
But yeah, it was good having him on. Like I said, you know, a non-believer, these things didn't exist. Now he's seen them and he can't deny it, you know? And the Dogman thing was cool too. I didn't know about the Dogman thing.
I didn't either. That was pretty cool. That was a nice surprise at the end there.
Yeah. So, you know, this guy's still seen all these things and says, hey, I don't want to believe in these things, but he knows. So
right, but he can't deny it now because they're there.
Lesson learned to you non-believers.
That's right. That's right. Non-believer until you can't be a non-believer.
You got it. All right, man, another good show. Thanks for hanging out with me.
Yeah, man, always fun.
All right, until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Yep, see ya.